Rabbi Nachum Goldstein, Nitiva Torah 22.
Okay, so we are continuing on the third chapter of the is saying, Per Gimed Yome, Masres Yome, Tanu Rabbonon. Interesting story. This is Braise. This Braise describing the judge, the Mishpat, in front of Hashem after 120. So, Ani Vashir Verasha Bau Ledin. Three people are coming to be judged. Poor, rich, and evil person. Coming, Bau Ladin. Omrim lo Lani. They're basically asking the Ani, Lama lo asakta batoira? Why haven't you been learning Torah? Im oimer Ani aya, vetarut bimzonatav. If he's trying to claim that he was poor and he was busy to make incomes. Omrim lo klum ata Ani biyoter mihilel. Have you been more poor than Hillel? Hillel, you know, Amra alav al Hillel. They said about Hillel, Hazoken, Shebechol yom vayom, when he was young and he was learning Torah, haya mistaker b'trafik. He got some of money as payment for this daily walk. Chetzion natan leshomer beis hamikdash lichnos. So half he gave his family for home expenses, and half he paid as for the entrance for Beis Midrash. Yes? One day, he didn't make money enough, so he couldn't come into Beis Midrash. Yes? So he went, Alav v'nitla v'yashav al pi arubah. He came on the roof through the window to listen to the lessons. Kedei sheishma divrei Elokim chayim mipi Shmaya v'avtal yom. Yes, in order to hear from Shmaya v'Avtalion. I think it was on Bovel. Ota yom erev Shabbos haya. This day was Friday. Utkufa Tevet. You know Tevet, that's the middle of the winter. Yarad alav hashelag min hashamayim. So the snow was coming down. V'kisau, he was covered with snow. Buried under the snow. Listening to the Divrei Torah. V'kevan sha'ala amud hashachar. So on the morning, they noticed that there is no light coming from outside through this
Chomrim Arubah. Skylight.
Amru Amar lo Shmaya Laftalion. So Shmaya told Laftalion, Achi, Bechol Yom Abayit Meir Vayom Afel. Every day there is light on at home, and today is darkness. V'shem hayom meunanu, no sun today, only clouds. Hitzitzu enem, they try to look up. V'ro'u dmut adam b'aruba, they saw a person lying there, frozen. Shem yishmor. V'ala alav rum shalosh amot shelek. Wow. Saying it was a lot of snow about him, more than meter. I cannot understand how he was surviving. Perku, you understand that this is Shabbos? Yes.
The heart freezes.
You understand? So you understand that this is.
What's the next?
No, yes. I don't know. Okay. Person that was frozen is dying.
It's a betachness.
Dying immediately.
Betachness.
It's not just freezing. Okay, so Perku, they took out the snow. Virchitzu, they washed him. V'sachu, put oil dim. V'shivu kenegid amdura, they set him next to the fire. Amru, they said, Ra'u ize, such a tzaddik, deserve. Lechalel alav et ha-shabes. Okay, so we see extreme action of Hillel, that this is starting to be the comparison for everyone, what his demand to do.
Yeah, right.
Why? Because it showed, but his action was showing what person can do. So, okay, you need income. So he gave the incomes to the family, and even so he struggled to learn Torah. Yeah. So everyone is expected to do like that. Yes, the Kodesh Baruch is not demanding what person is not able to do. But the fact that Hillel did, that shows what people are able to do. Okay, so I heard of the Achronim, Balei Musar, that they said that it's not that I'm demand to be Rebbe Akiva Eiger. I demand to be Menachem Goldstein. Okay? Mm-hmm. But everyone does not demand more than he is able to. Yeah. And sometimes person needs a rest or something like that, okay? We should be normal. Yes, but the power of the normal is much more than what we think. Yeah. Yes? I will give a simple example. People are trying to make diet. So they are going to gym. Mm-hmm. There is machine that you're running. Yes? So if someone's starting, he thinks, okay, I'm able to do only 1 kilometer and on speed of 7. Yes? But if he will ask the training people there, they will tell him, no, you demand to make 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you try to make it every week 8, 9, 10.
Right. So far.
And 3 or 4 times he's able to make if he wants. If he's thinking, okay, just last 10 minutes, he will be able to do 20 mm-hmm. minutes, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yes? So then he's, that shows what his abilities. But that's difficult. So normally we do not want to make it difficult for us. Yes? But if we appreciate the result, we do. Yes? So everyone that is coming there to make it, immune practicing, if he is doing that the right way, he will succeed to make even half an hour, he will succeed to make a speed of 8, 9, 10 with no problem, mm-hmm. yes? So also spiritually, if we decide we want to learn Torah, and we will succeed. And everyone is, it doesn't come by easily, yes? So, let's say even someone is decided to learn Torah. He's going to Kollel Erev, for example, Kollel Boker, whatever. And he's sitting there opening the Daf Yomi Gittin. There are some complicated sugiyot, yes? And if he will decide, okay, I will understand that once again, and he's reading loudly and explaining himself and the learning, so suddenly that's opened his mind, brain, and he understands what he haven't expected himself to succeed. So that's just to take out, to make practical the inner beneath powers of himself. Okay, Leashir, the rich person, Omri, Mipnei Malo Asakta Batorah. The second example, the rich person is claimed, why haven't you been learning Torah? If he is saying, I was very rich, so I had the whole time to, people gave me the balance of the bank account and the taxes, and I had to take care that all the reports will be okay. So I didn't have time. אומרים לו, כלום היה, שיר מרבי לזר בחרסום. Saying, yes, you're right. You have to take care for your wealthy and all your property. But רבי לזר בחרסום also was very rich, and he learned Torah. Together. So אמרו עליו על רבי לזר בן חרסום, שהניח לו אביו 1,000 עיירות. It said that רבי לזר בן חרסום, his father left him thousands places renting out, yes, like these days at New York. Yes, many people are renting out buildings or apartments. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was one of the first 100 at New York. Okay, כוונת המאמר הזה לבאר כי אין התנצלות לאדם לומר שלא ילמד תורה. Person cannot apologize, I'm not learning Torah, because I was busy with my poverty on your. כי התורה אין התנצלות בביטול שלה, רק אם היה אומר שלא היה אפשר לו כלל בשום אופן ללמוד. The only explanation why haven't you been learning, just if you totally couldn't. כי מאחר שהתבהר, why if just totally difficult? Because the Torah is something which is preferred to be with difficulties, as we learned previous days. Yes? Mm-hmm. You are saying it was difficult. Ah, excellent. Why? You understand the point? These days we are living on an abnormal society that everyone is thinking to himself, ah, that's difficult to me, difficult to me. I want easy life. I want everything easy. Mm-hmm. But if you are thinking about that, the opposite. If you let's someone having a trip. If there are two people, one is climbing on the mountain, one is coming down, which one of them his legs are have edges? The one that's going up. So the fact that that's difficult to you, that's proof that you are developing yourself. That proves that you are advancing, that you are climbing up, mm-hmm. your level becoming better. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the normal Yetzer want us to be spoiled and to think about to do easy and to enjoy just and the real benefit for us is the opposite, the difficult that makes you even more happy, not that you are not enjoying afterwards, you will enjoy that double. Yes, if you succeed after you ask the sport, there are people making sports at competitions, okay, that's the maximum difficult that can be, but after they finish the run or whatever competitions, they are very asking, are you happy? He's exhausted. Yes, he's totally, but he will smile and say, of course I'm happy. Yes, I succeeded. I did my best. I did more than I could. I couldn't believe I will achieve this this level. Yes, so that's the same with the Torah or double, because the Torah. That the way to be buying the Torah is by decreasing the materiality and increasing the spirituality, the opposite. Okay, ki me'achar shitba'er, I'm on the left side, second line. Ki me'achar shitba'er ki tzarich ha'adam shi'amit atzmo al ha'Torah lekach ein lo shum hitnatzut, because we should give like as if it's in yes, it's not in on frame, it's not really to kill ourselves, not to kill, to make ourselves alive, but being dedicated for the Torah. So then that's why he cannot justify himself for not learning. Well, if yichach, that's why שמכניסים אותו לדין אומרים לו כלום היית אני יותר מהילל שהילל היה מקיים התורה מחמת עוני קשה כמו זה כי צריך האדם שימית עצמו על התורה. So he's saying, you are claiming you couldn't. Why haven't you done like Hillel? Hillel suffered from poverty, and even so, he fighted for learning Torah. So it doesn't mean that we're supposed to be like Hillel, sitting on the roof that's and dying under three amot. But what we should do is like sacrificing. Make mesirus nefesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you to solve the problems, to succeed. Make mesirus nefesh like Hillel make on your level, and then the gates will be opened, and then you will succeed.
But you have to realize that Hashem judges each person separate. Hashem doesn't.
Of course, everyone according to his level. Right. Do your own mesirus nefesh, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. That's a comparison, not to the real act that he did, to the phenomenon that he was making mesirus nefesh. Okay, that's the point. Okay, שהילל היה מקיים התורה מחמת עוני קשה, זה, כמו זה, כי צריך אדם שעמית עצמו על התורה, וכן אין העשירות תשובה. Also, what person is claiming I was rich is not an answer. So, that means I could think it's answer. Yes, I don't have to throw out all my property. I don't have to lose all my money. No, you're right. But you can struggle. שהרי אפשר לאדם להתגבר נגד העשירות. כמו שתמצא אצל רבי אליעזר בן חרסום, שהיה מתגבר אל העשירות. שלא יבטל אותו מן הלימוד תורה. So רבי אליעזר בן חרסום, when he saw the description there, when he saw things are making him troubled and not able to learn, okay, so he sold many buildings and many cities and put in charge many other people, and then he got free time. Yes, I'm not slave of my property. Yes, you are not taking even the socks into your grave. Yes. אוקיי, ובאולי יאמר האדם כי דבר זה הוא מידת חסידות. So my person might claim, okay, you are telling me what Eliezer Becharsom did, what Hillel did. There were big tzaddikim, they made midas chasidus. It's not demanded from us. I'm not on their level. ולמה ייתן הדין על זה אם לא עשה? So why should I be punished or I judge according to their level? That's not the real centimeter for me. That's their level. דבר זה אינו שאדם חב בזה שיבטל עצמו בשביל השכלי שהוא התוארה. Yes? רק אם תאמר שאי אפשר לאדם לעמוד ולעשות ולעמוד בזה במשהו אדם, והרי תראה אצל אלו שניהם שהיה דבר זה, שהיה נמצא דבר זה. אם כן אפשר דבר זה, וכל דבר שהוא אפשרי ואין עוסק בתורה, יש על זה דין. So they're saying, okay, you are just demand like to be mevatel yourself, like to be dedicating yourself. That's what I said. We are not speaking about the real act, just about how to treat this subject, to understand that the Torah is the most important thing. And for them it was the most important thing, so that's why they did their actions. So a person might claim, no, that's not the ability for human being to do such actions. You know, that's proof, these two people proof on each background, each one, the opposite two sides. Yes, that's what the Mesilas Yesharim. Yes, Ramchal. Yes, what he is explaining, he is saying that האמת שאדם מושם במלחמה קשה בעולם הזה משני הצדדים. The soul is put into difficult world from both sides. Yes, people has imagination that I'm poor, so if I would be rich, that would be able to solve all my problems. Yep. No, even the opposite side, you still have nisayon, yetzer hara, and demands from Hashem. So always, and we saw that people could struggle these difficulties. Okay? והרי תראה אצל אלו שניהם שהיה נמצא דבר זה. אם כן אפשר דבר זה. וכל דבר שהוא אפשרי ואין עוסק בתורה, יש דין על זה. ומכל שכן, כאשר יתבונן בשכרו אשר יש לו. Yes? So, also now is adding another factor. That when you have difficulties, so you should think about the reward that can come afterwards. Yes? So if you have difficulties, you will be paid double. Why?
You're not supposed to look into reward. I thought you're not supposed to look for reward.
No, I'm not supposed to look for the reward, but that can encourage me. I want to explain. Okay? Yes, sometimes I'm not doing that for the reward, but I it's very difficult to me. So normal yetzer don't want to face challenges and difficulties. So, but if you know that will give you more reward, like as Chazal are saying, "Toi v'achat b'tzar b'me'a shelo b'tzar." So then people are willing to do that. Why? Because they are saying it worth. Yes, let's say someone is learning 7 years to become doctor. Yes, and is to make a lot of exams. That's difficult. That's not easy. Yes. So people has to run to achieve purpose or target. So on the way, they say, okay, I will be middle level. Why should I push myself to make more and more? So he's saying, so I'm not doing that for the reward, but it's worth, because I'm taking the difficulty in different way. I'm interpreting that, not as suffering, as a positive action. Yes? Let's say I have difficulty. Something which is difficult. So should I suffer from that? That depends how I treat that. Yes, everyone face on his life difficulties. Some people with something with the education of their kids, of or chas v'sholem divorce, or chas v'sholem health, or chas v'sholem monetary problems. Everyone has his own difficulties. Yes, or the there are thousands of options to suffer.
Says everyone has but a peccala.
Yes, exactly. So what makes it hard is how you take that. Yes, even was you know there is I'm not sure if he's alive or not. I forgot what was his name. There was someone that wrote book. Was if physics and many books on physics. Is a Nobel sitting on his bed and
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Okay, so he wrote. You read on introduction of one of his books. He printed already maybe 30 books about physics, basically. Yes, so he's saying I want to thank God for all of what I got during life. He was so helping me always. Nothing stopped me. Let's say even when I'm feeling happy, and even that I cannot come out of my bed or chair, always I had students next to me that I could ask them, please give me the book at the library on the third shelf on the left side, this specific book, and they brought me, and I could give my lectures by the machines that were built for me, and read by the internet, by my eyes, making instead of mouse, yes, with the eye, he can click, he can make actions with the computer in front of his eyes. So this person is so limited by his actions, so we could think he's the most nebuch of the world, yes? And he's very happy. And he succeeded to make many things on life. So what's the difference? That he, even that he has the difficulties, he even took that as suffering, as nebuch. He said, okay, it's a challenge, and I make over, and let's continue. And he succeeded. So that's why saying when is what he's saying, mikol shekin kasher itbonem b'scharo asher yesh lo. That means if you're thinking about the rewards that you will get for being having these difficulties, so you are starting to think Hashem. My chavrus that's sitting next to me doesn't have these difficulties, and you will get half reward than what I'm getting. Yes, because of that. כאשר יתבונן בשכרו אשר יש לו, יאחז באושר השכלי. So instead of having wealthy on monetary wealthy, he will prefer the wealthy which is spiritual. ולא יקפיד בעניות הממון. He won't have care to be less on the monetary incomes. You will be care just for the spiritual incomes of the wisdom. ודע כי שלושה דברים זכרו כאן, שהם התנצלות, מה שלא עסק בתוירה, וכולם לא נחשבו טענה. So he's saying there are three things on this Gemara, דף למדי, on מסרת יומה, that people are claiming, why I haven't been עסק בתוירה. Have you saw three? You saw two. הלל, and אליעזר בחרסון. Poverty and being wealthy. The third one is יצר אורי. כן? תרוד הייתי ביצרי. If you will claim my etzoroy was too big for me,
yeah.
Yes. So what he will be asked? What will be his answer? The Gemara is saying that they will answer him. Have you been more yetzeroy than Yosef with the wife of Potiphar? He was 17 years old, alone, separated from his family. Normally, this age, being alone, being isolated from the family, being next to rich women that wants him, no one else couldn't stand. And he stand. So he made into the reality the power for everyone else. Now I'm explaining that in from another direction, that everyone is bringing his Torah into the world. Mm-hmm. If someone did so, that's giving into the world this option.
Yeah.
So he gave us the option mm-hmm. to be standing in against the highest level of the Yetzer Hara, Yosef. And that's why it said that La'atid Lavo, Yosef is the power to bring us, Mashiach ben Yosef, to bring us to the redemption, mm-hmm. to bring back the whole nation, making tshuva towards Hashem. Okay, so tomorrow we will continue with this Vedaki Shlosha Dvarim. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very, very, very much. Seder?
I will write.
Edgar.
Difficulties.
Eh? Difficulties.